For my sister, George Ann Kennedy, brave, strong, courageous. Dragon's Blood. 1. Red Star at night, Firestone dig, harness rig, dragons take flight. Fort Weir at the end of the second interval after landing, AL 507. Four men stood in a knot around the star stones of Fort Weir. The sun was just above the horizon, casting the harsh shadows of early dawn at winter's end. Each man wore the prestigious shoulder knots of Weir Leader. Their warm, wear-hide jackets proclaimed them the leaders of Bendon, Fort, Telgar, and Ista Weirs. Cleor, Fort's Weir Leader, was host and the youngest present. He was also the newest Weir Leader, having gained his position less than a turn before. He glanced back to the Starstones, to the Eye Rock, which bracketed the Finger Rock, which itself was lit by the baleful red star. Thread was coming. Soon. The air was made more chilly by the steady breeze blowing across the plateau where Fort's Starstones were placed. Cleor suppressed a shiver. Fort is still wing light. We've only had the one clutch.
There's time yet, Cleor.
Cryon, Ista's Weir Leader, judged. He pointed at the Red Star and the Eye Rock.
Thread won't fall until after the last frost.
There's no doubt, then, that Thread is coming?
Cleor said, wishing the other Weir Leaders would disagree with him. For over 200 turns, the planet of Pern had been free of the threat of Thread falling from the sky. Now that peace would end. The Red Star's return would bring the Thread that would try once more to devour all life.